Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 97.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Aaron Wilson, Legislative Assistant for Representative Horn. If all of our members and our visitors in the gallery would please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Wilson.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to a close of another week of session, help us to reflect on your grace, mercy, and love that you show us each and every day. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to work for the citizens of this great state, and please continue to bless the representatives and staff with guidance and wisdom in all that they do. As we go into this weekend, protect us as we go about our travels and activities, and Lord, please bring us back safely next week to continue the business of the people of this state. Thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 17th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for July 17th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, we do have a nurse of the day with us today for our brief session. We have Shakitha Peacock from Durham. Ms. Peacock, thank you for being with us today, ma'am. We're also honored to have a school group visiting with us right now. It's the Duke TIP School, seated up here in the gallery. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome y'all as well? Thanks for being with us. And if you're wondering why there's so many empty seats, today is what's called a no-vote session. We've had a long week and a lot of votes this week, and so today is simply a formality to take care of some administrative matters before we recess for the weekend. But we're glad to have you with us. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House, the clerk will read. Members, appears we're waiting for the reading clerk to take care of some ratifications momentarily. We do have another special guest to recognize, former Representative Andy Doolin sitting up in the gallery. You have floor privileges, by the way, though. Andy, you're welcome to come down here, but want to welcome you here with us today. Couple of things before we take care of the ratifications. First off, I'm not going to call the pages back up front. We thanked you all yesterday formally, I think, because we knew that was the last day everyone would be here. But again, hope you've had a great opportunity to, as I said, to learn a little bit about your government this week and to hopefully make some friends from around the state. But on behalf of my colleagues and I, again, we appreciate your service this week and hope you all have a great rest of the summer after this. While we're waiting the reading clerk, any notices or announcements? All right. We'll simply hold at ease and await the reading clerk and take care of ratifications, and then that'll wrap it up. ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The roll of clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 290, an act to make various revisions to the alcohol beverage control laws of this state. Senate Bill 302, an act to authorize adult care homes to use service plans completed as a result of the Medicaid personal care service assessments to fulfill activities of daily living portion of the required service plan for care plans and adult care home residents, to amend assisted living administrator certification qualifications, and to implement North Carolina Board of Nursing technical changes and procedural efficiencies. Senate Bill 385, an act to clarify motor vehicle dealer regulatory requirements. Senate Bill 392, an act to make various changes to the laws affecting charter schools. Senate Bill 532, an act, one, to require that in a living probate proceeding, the original will be introduced as evidence rather than being attached to the initial petition. Two, to permit the use of minor or 18 plus or adult in place of actual age or an heir or devisee in the application for letters of administrator for letters testamentary. To adjust the state's statutes dealing with out-of-state wills recognizing the state and the basis of compliance with the law and the state of execution in order to continue the requirement that the testator have been physically present in the state at the time of will execution, to provide for notice and tenancy of requirement property transferred to tenancy by entities, trust remains immune to the claims of one spouse's individual creditors, and to specify that the person entering into a transaction involving the property may obtain confirmation from the trustee that the property continues to qualify for this immunity. And five, to make technical corrections to the effective statutes as recommended by the General Statutes Commission. House Bill 50, an act authorizing certain medical professionals to prescribe hyperbaric oxygen therapy for veterans with traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. House Bill 220, an act to make technical and clarifying changes to the insurance laws as recommended by the Department of Insurance. House Bill 264, an act to make technical corrections to the general statutes as recommended by the General Statutes Commission. House Bill 922, an act to reduce the impact of taxpayers and natural disasters and other insurable risks, enhancing state insurance coverage for public school buildings and community colleges.
Chapter bills will be noted. Notices and announcements. If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Monday, July 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Cleveland, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, July 22nd at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.